All right, we're going to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Why, folks? It's that time on a Friday. It's just past 4 o'clock. It's sports talk. It's football season. And we look to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is!
All right, all right, all right. Off another big week, not only on his service, where he gave us Illinois straight up against the money line against Michigan State. By the way, it's about a 5-1 payout. But on our show, Minnesota knocking off Penn State, Huskies on the cover over Oregon State, the Seahawks ending the Niners' perfect season, and I thank him for that one as well. On Twitter, it's at Paramount Sports online, ParamountSports.com. Lee Sterling checks in. Lee Sterling, how are you? Is Lee out there? Am I missing something here? Okay. Nick or all right, try it one more time after that luxurious introduction. Now, Lee Sterling, how you doing?
Can't complain. It's actually drizzling here. First rain we've had in 3 weeks, so I'm sure you don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, my heart breaks for you guys with that with that inconsistent South Florida weather. So I mentioned really huge week for your service. I mean, you know, when you came on that Illinois game, I mean, you do that all week, we could all retire.
Right. So yeah, it was one of the games I saw something didn't look good at the half, but ended up turning out extremely well. We like to win the games as underdogs, but getting 14.5 points when they won the game outright, big celebration here at Paramount Sports.
Yeah, there was a big celebration in the Tannen household as well. Some big games this week. Let's start in Waco. I mean, you know, Baylor can ice Oklahoma from the one seed, set up another showdown next week, keep their pulse in the playoffs alive. Oklahoma still has a path to the playoffs, but they got to win out and get help. I mean, the Bears just escaped last week. Well, Oklahoma had to stop a 2-point conversion to beat Iowa State. The odds makers say Boomer Schooner minus 10. What's your read here?
So, you know, when you watch Baylor, they are so much better as an underdog. As a favorite, just haven't been very good at all. So, Matt Rhule, the coach, he reminds me of P.J. Fleck. I mean, he gets his team up. They play their best games as a dog. They're 9-2 against the spread as an underdog. And, you know, you watch Oklahoma. You can't back them as a road favorite. They're 1-11 the last 12 as a road favorite. And just like last year, I think they thought maybe they can just change defensive coordinators. That's going to help it out. But people haven't figured out. They've given up 89 points in the last two games here. I like their offense. Their defense is just not good enough to contend for a title here. It's going to be crazy. Did you hear who's going to be on game day picking the games in Waco?
No, I don't.
Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Oh, God, from HGTV? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
This is the first time my wife usually doesn't watch game day. She said she's even going to watch game day. So it's a family affair tomorrow for the Sterlings. We usually go from 12 noon to about 10 o'clock at night, and then she's in bed. But she's going to start at 10 o'clock with me in Easter time. I think Baylor's the right side. I think it's going to be a shootout. Charlie Brewer reminds me of Sam Erlinger. I'm going to take the 10.5. I think they win the game outright, 45-44.
All right. And we get to do a little fixer-upper with Chip and Joanna.
Right.
in a game or a
baseball player.
I'm sorry,
you
what?
Know that? He played baseball for Baylor.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know my wife and I actually do watch a lot of Flip This House and House Hunters International. So, yeah, I do geek out. I am aware of the show. So, in a game, Oregon fans are going to be rooting for the Tigers. Auburn hosts Georgia, who are fourth in the playoff rankings. I've seen a lot of prayer at Jordan Hare repeats this week with Nick Marshall's bomb. Lee, these are two exceptional defensive teams. Obviously, UGA's got everything on the line. But the bookmakers like this one tight. They have the Bulldogs a 3-point road chalk. What gives here?
You know, I don't get it. I just think Georgia's a much better team. They dominated the game last year over 500 yards to 270. I think it was 522 to 270. And that was with Jarrett Stidham at quarterback. Bo Nix is not in his league. And how has Bo Nix done in the four games against ranked opponents? Well, he has not thrown for over 177 yards in any of those four games. And, I mean, you look at Jake Fromm. I mean, this is a kid that just steps up in big games. Two games against top-flight competition this year. Notre Dame, he completes 77% of his passes. And in the Florida game, he completes 67% of his passes. And they were able to hit third down situations 18 times. They converted 13 of the 18 third downs. I just find them so impressive. And they're number one in red zone defense. And on top of that, I don't know if I've ever seen this late in the season. We're through nine games. Not one team has rushed for a touchdown against their defense here. I like Georgia, 24-13 here.
All righty. Talking with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, who's got the hot hand after another big week. To Salt Lake City we go. One of the Pac-12 playoff hopefuls, Utah, hosting the Fighting Chip Kellys. You know, despite going 0 for the non-conference, the Bruins could actually win this, beat the Trojans, take down Cal, and win the South. That's a lot of ifs. The odds makers aren't buying it. Utes laying 21. What's the play here?
Okay, so they do control their own destiny. They've beaten six, you know, they've played six games since that Oklahoma game. But the bottom line is they really haven't played anyone. The quarterback, DTR, he's not 100%. He's playing, looks like, or practicing at least with a knee brace. I just think that Utah is so balanced right now, except for that USC debacle where USC was throwing up rainbows and completing balls there for touchdowns. I just think that Utah is more complete, running, throwing the football, no major injuries. When Moss is healthy, they're a tough offense to stop. And defense, they always seem to come up with that pick six or couple interceptions or fumble recoveries that flip the field real quick here. I like Utah here. I think they win and cover 42-14.
All righty. Here in town, you got Oregon with an 8-game winning streak against Arizona. A Duck win, a Beaver loss means the North is theirs. But obviously they have bigger aspirations. They need Utah to win out, get a Baylor loss, and, you know, maybe get in a Pac-12 title win. But either way, this Arizona team is a little bit in disarray. They had a defensive shakeup in the staff. That's a big number, though, man. Ducks minus 27. What say ye about this one?
It is, and it's a tough game. I'm not giving this game to my clients, but obviously we're going to do the Ducks game every single game they're playing, unless they're playing an FCS opponent. It's a very tough decision, but when you have a team that's rotating quarterbacks, I don't think it's good for the team. You look at their defense, except for the middle linebacker, they really have no talent on their defense. And, you know, I just don't think they're well coached. You know, I think that they're going to make a change, maybe even after this year. I just think that this team is rudderless here. They have nothing to play for. Ducks, everything to play for. As long as they don't turn the ball over, you know, three or more times, I think this is the Ducks are the right side. I'm going to lay the points here. I like the Ducks here, 48-13.
All righty. And on to the NFL. Man, You want to talk about a battle of dynamic quarterbacks. I mean, you got Lamar Jackson. He won the Heisman at Louisville. Deshaun Watson, just spectacular at Clemson. And now playing such great ball at the NFL level. Ravens lead the North. Houston leads the South. Ravens at home. This is a big one early Sunday morning. You've got Baltimore laying 4. What's your play here?
So what's everyone been hearing about the last couple of weeks? You hear about Baltimore. They knock off New England. And then last week they keep showing over and over again the run by Lamar Jackson. Incredible. You'll probably see that for the next 20, 25 years. It's one of the best quarterback moves we've ever seen. It's going to maybe rival that Steve Young run where he's twisting and turning and bumbling and stumbling into the end zone. So when do you watch Houston? People don't watch Houston unless they're watching Sunday night or Monday night football. Not a team of choice, but the move that they made right before the year, picking up Carlos Hyde, huge move, solidified their running game. They thought that he was just going to be one of these guys that they'd mix and match, maybe, you know, let him carry the ball maybe 10 or 15 times a game, but he's averaging almost 5 yards a carry. And then on top of that, he's gained over 700 yards this year. So Baltimore, people think of this great defense, but only 14 sacks, only 11 turnovers on the season. Don't fall for the trap. People are going to look at this line and say, oh, Baltimore, just laid 4 points. They win by close to a touchdown or more. I cover. I think Baltimore wins the game 35-34 in a shootout, but 4 points is too much. I'm going to take Houston here plus the points. Don't fall for the trap.
All right. And as I mentioned at the top of the segment, your huge play of the year came across with the goods. Illinois, not only on the cover as a 2-TD dog against Michigan State, they win it outright. You had great calls on the show. And, of course, you and Paramount Sports, not about the big TV game. You're looking for edges. You're looking for matchup advantages. This week, your game of the week, Oregon State trying to win a home game against Arizona State. So, Lee, let the folks know what they need to know about that and all your service has to offer.
So if they want to get this game, just call right now. Toll free, 800-400-9741. Give them this game on me. First 10 callers, and then also, how about this? We hit our 50-unit play last week. That raised our record to 40-17 documented over the last 12 years on our 40-unit plays or higher. I found another big play, a 40-unit play in college football. It's a low-line favorite, under double digits. I think it'll be over by halftime. Any of your listeners want to get that game, they can come on board for 3 weeks. It's not November. We call it Dovember here at Paramount Sports. 3 weeks through Monday, December 2nd. And if you come aboard for 3 weeks, and I'm willing to guarantee this game, if the game doesn't win, you'll receive the rest of the season for free. So 3 weeks for $247. And we're guaranteeing the 40-unit play. It's all available right now, ParamountSports.com. And check out the website. A lot of big games going on around the country. You know, Navy, Notre Dame, Philadelphia's playing New England. Check out those games and those videos, ParamountSports.com.
All right. Lee, fun stuff. You got the hot hand. Folks, get a hold of them. Always a pleasure. Try and survive the rain, Lee, because I'll be feeling for you. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk next Friday.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, take it easy.